Yes, we think there is, and in part because just in September, Governor Snyder signed the new legislation that has drastically changed the landscape for Michigan communities. For the first time, there will be five new types of facilities that will actually be authorized under the state law. And one of the real new things for facing municipalities is that this new law gives them a choice as to what they want to do for their community.
And those five types of medical marijuana facilities include growers, processors, provisioning centers, secure transporters, and safety compliance facilities. Those groups will all be subject to an excise fund that will generate revenue for local governments through various fines and fees. Those funds will be administered by the state treasury.
The licensing aspect of it will be entirely taken up by the state and the new, there's a new medical marijuana licensing board that's going to be created under this act. So the state has a large portion of this process, but really for local communities, it's a land use issue. They are going to have to wrestle with it and make decisions for themselves.
And when you talk about a land use issue, essentially we're talking about zoning. Am I correct here? Whether a facility should be a certain distance from a school or whether it's in a residential neighborhood, things like that?
Exactly those type of issues, yeah. There'll be a general authorizing ordinance that a municipality will need to adopt to decide whether or not to allow the facilities or each type of facility. And then beyond that, the statute authorizes them to adopt additional ordinances like zoning ordinances that can address some of those issues for the community.
Are local lawmakers already coming to you or people that you work with in MSU Extension expressing their confusion or their lack of clarity over how they should make certain judgments when it comes to medical marijuana?
Yes, we're really hearing out there that this is a topic that they really want more training on so that they get it right. And they've also, a lot of communities in the state, if not already, are being approached by developers, property owners, et cetera, wanting information on what's going to happen in their community. They're already being asked the questions about possibly developing these facilities. So the communities and municipalities are starting to ask us questions about them, what they can do under the law, what it's going to allow them to do. So it's really important for them to get as much information and training as possible so they know how to respond.
There are actually three public acts that were enacted by Governor Snyder last year in 2016 that are especially relevant to this issue. And I'm wondering if you feel or if you believe, looking at these acts, that it's going to really provide the clarification that the state has needed really since 2008 when medical marijuana was first voter approved. There have been so many lawsuits and so many challenges that have gone all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court over how to regulate all this.
Yes, this really was an attempt by the legislature to wrestle with and deal with some of those issues that had come up since the voter-approved initiative. And the other part of this process that's still yet to happen is there's going to be an extensive rulemaking period by the state that will further clarify what's allowed and what's expected and what's going to happen under this law. And a key thing for communities to know also is that the state will not be even accepting any applications for these facilities until December 15th of this year.
So virtually an entire year to hammer all this out.
Exactly, yes.
Wendy Walker is a public policy educator with Michigan State University Extension. We've been talking about a series of upcoming training programs for local government officials starting in February relating to medical marijuana facilities and how they should be licensed and regulated. Wendy, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.